Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own bullfrog spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today. So you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Calling all mediocre males.
Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I know it's a little bit confusing. It's really important. We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
Well, thank you so much, Gabby, for that question. My preferred pronouns are he, him, and his. So thank you for sharing yours with me.
Hi there. That was Spencer Cox. He was interviewing students were giving him questions, I should say, on a town hall. And every student then told what their pronouns were when they got up to give him a question. And so he delivered his pronouns. And that speed over accuracy, that was about the vaccine. We don't care how accurate it is. We only care that we get it to you for the money. By the way, Spencer Cox also has told the school boards that they will continue on COVID testing for sports and extracurricular activities all of next year. And for the cash, they're getting some federal dollars. And that's what was said as the reason. Are you getting tired of being prostituted out? I am. Anyway, I have Eric Moutsos with me for a moment here, and so much to talk about. I cringe every single time I see something that he is doing, because he is, well, cringeworthy, but he's also starting a radio show every Wednesday night. I think it's at 6 o'clock at night here in Utah on this station, and this would be a great time for people to ask him lots of questions about what he's doing. I would think that'd be a great time. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. I posted. Well, I'm in a 30-day purgatory in Facebook, so I'm in jail right now.
Wow.
And funny, it was 10 minutes after I posted a picture. I just showed a picture that Spencer Cox tweeted of his own kids in a school play without masks, all holding each other's hands.
What?
And so yeah, that's. He posted that. He said, "I'm so proud of my kid," and it had like 45 students up there, all holding hands, no masks,
and not 6 feet apart.
And so that was that was this weekend. So then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, I'm gone. And so I don't know. I don't know how deep it goes with government and Facebook, but
unbelievable.
It could have had something to do with it, but whatever. You know, well, maybe I need a break from Facebook.
When he gave his pronouns, I just hope that says volumes to people. I don't have to even say anything about Spencer Cox for everyone to kind of know who he is and what his agenda is. When he said to the school boards, the state is telling the school boards that you will do testing for any extracurricular activity or sports all of next year. It has nothing to do with health and everything to do with cash. And he ponied up the reason and is not unabashedly and is out there admitting it, that he is basically prostituting our kids out for a dollar. Now, when he ran for office, remember that he said we were in the black and had all that money in the kitty. Remember that kind of talk when he was running for office? Because he wanted the pats on the back for doing such a great job. So what do we need the money for? Is the question.
Well, and it's the only reason why our kids are in masks right now today, because of money.
Yep.
And so he sold our kids down the river for money. And so whatever, you know what, we're we're moving forward. Yes. We're going to have an awesome night of liberty on April 30th in Moroni, Utah. Have you ever
April
even heard of this
30th?
Place?
Moroni,
Utah.
Wow.
Yep,
it sounds actually nice.
It's going to be a night of, yeah, it's going to be a night of liberty. So how you get, it starts at 6 p.m. April 30th. There's going to be, I'm going to be speaking, Ammon Bundy speaking, Natalie Klein speaking, Morgan Philpott speaking,
awesome.
Phil Lyman, Ed Kennedy. I want to try to get you there to speak, Kate.
I'll try. It's a tough weekend for me, but I love that you're doing this event. It sounds epic.
Yeah, bring your RV or tents because we're going to show non-essential up there. We're going to have kids games. We're going to have dancing music.
Nice.
And so how you get there is you just Google Map Dairy Lane Road in Moroni, and the signs will lead you right there.
Oh, I love this. You know what? What a great little vacation for a couple of days out in beautiful country, and also just celebrating freedom with the others in this state that celebrate freedom. Oh, I love this. Food trucks, you name it, right?
Bring your family, bring your kids, yep.
Wow. April 30th, Dairy Lane, Moroni, Utah. Lots of wonderful speakers, including Eric, and you guys are going to have quite the event. Phil Lyman, that's awesome. Ammon Bundy, Natalie Klein from the school board. Just really, really cool. I'm so glad to hear this. This is awesome.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
All right. Any events this week going on?
We're just doing some non-essential showings tonight. I'm driving up there right now to Huntsville, Utah.
Excellent.
And then tomorrow is going to be in Bountiful at 7 p.m. and then Friday night in Lehigh. And so you can go to the Utah Business Revival. And if you need to see the details of where that's at. And if you need to email me, you can email me at AmericanMutsos@gmail.com, and I'll send you a flyer there.
Yeah, sorry you were censored and erased, but guess what? Mike Lindell is launching his new frankspeech.com, the new Facebook for conservatives. It has a lot of really wonderful people behind this, a lot of money behind this, and a wonderful new social media. Very, very easy to use. I already went through it as I'll be one of the shows that they'll actually broadcast right from the shows that are on there at the top of the screen. If you go to frankspeech.com, you can actually sign up. And you'll get alerts on it, but this is going to be a new wonderful way to share information if we can move everybody over there to frankspeech.com. At least we won't get censored. So,
awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, appreciate
we'll talk
it.
Soon.
April 30th, Moroni, Utah. A couple of days of fun, dancing, food trucks, bring your kids. Awesome, awesome environment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I thought you'd like to hear this story.
Sure.
I'm pretty proud of the kids over at Hurricane Intermediate School.
Okay.
My son came home from school yesterday and said, Dad, there was about 50 kids that got suspended from school because they refused to wear masks.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome, actually.
Yeah, and he said, me and my friend was talking about doing the same thing. What do you think? And I said, well, son, it's up to you.
Do it.
If you believe that you shouldn't be wearing it, I absolutely support you.
Wow, good
there
parent.
There may be risks. Like, I won't wear it at work. Do I risk losing my jobs? Absolutely, I do.
Right.
But we have to stand up and fight against this. But I said, listen here. I said, what I would do if I were you guys was set a date, maybe like a Friday. That way the word can get around, and instead of 50 people being suspended, maybe 200 people can be suspended for it. That's
wow.
How you make a statement.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
this makes my day.
I thought I'd let you say that. Yeah, I'm so proud of those kids.
I am so proud of those kids. So, they must have fantastic parents. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say, they need to salute their parents as well for supporting the kids for doing such a thing.
100%.
Anyway, I thought I'd pass that on.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. So Hurricane Intermediate, 50 students suspended? Amen. Parents, thank you. Thank you for telling your kids and showing your kids what freedom looks like, not just to go along. Thank you for your instruction, because that's what led to that. And you know what? If my kid ever got suspended for standing up for what is right, you bet your bottom dollar I'd go celebrate it. In a heartbeat. We have got to show these kids to stand up, not go along. Please, I implore you. get a bunch of kids together. I know you must know some parents out there that are just so agitated at this. And you know what? These kids can keep making a statement. I'll tell you what, they are so afraid of this. In fact, there was a call to the school board here, you know, about the mask mandate, because Kane County actually passed along an item that said, if you're a parent and you don't want your kid to wear a mask, sign this form. Well, there was a call in to Dunham here, who's in the spokesperson for the school district. And the comment back was, well, the teachers will walk out if the kids come without a mask and the parents have control of it. Wow. Does that say volumes, and in a very, very bad way? I'm horrified. I'm so horrified at that. You know what? The teachers aren't going to walk out. Teachers around here don't want to wear it. They're afraid of losing control. They like control. They want those kids to be all masked up every day, and they don't care about the health ramifications of it either and the psychological ramifications. You know what, kids? Go get suspended right now. Do it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, my son goes to Sunrise Ridge Intermediate, and he actually had a teacher tell him 2 days ago that his grade was going to be affected if he did not, he told the whole class, but that their grade would be affected if they did not wear the mask properly.
Oh, you would have such a case with this? Do you realize how afraid they are that you would bring up a case on this? Do you know how wrong that is? Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I know. I'm livid, and I just don't know how to approach it.
I would go straight to the principal, and I would actually call Larry Bergeson, and I would let them know that you'll go to the press, you'll go everywhere. If they're intent on doing this, because obviously the teacher doesn't understand that there is nothing shoring that up, and obviously it's so wrong, you'd have a huge, huge lawsuit. So, yeah, man, oh man, oh man, I would jump on that one. I would go to the principal right away. Absolutely. Thank you. Really appreciate it. You good parents out there, I really appreciate you guys. I really do. I just have to say that I am just blown away. I get so many emails a day. So many. You wouldn't even believe the amount of emails of frustrated parents. And now that Cox went to the school boards and they're asking that the school boards COVID test for all sports and extracurricular activities next year. You guys, if this isn't the telltale sign that these people want this cash, and of course, Cox admitted that he wanted the cash. They get federal dollars for doing it. So I wrote over to Mike Lee and said, if you really care about liberty, Mike Lee, Senator Lee, why don't you start passing some things that limit the federal money being handed out like candy to these states for keeping their people locked up and their citizenry locked up and masked up? And if he really does, he'll do something about it. Well, let's just see. Let's just see what he does. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? And by the way, IHC, from what I understand, is telling people that their mask mandate for themselves, for IHC, any building involving IHC, is indefinite. Will go on forever. There will not be a stop to mask wearing at IHC. Why? Is it for the money? That's usually the carrot. That's what they're getting. They won't admit it. But that's the truth. I know it. I've already been told by so many sources that it's the funding, and it's pretty evident. Anyway, I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I have so much in the next two segments. Don't miss a second of it. Be right back.
That's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I feel like I could play this song every day, and it would pretty much be the precursor for the show. It's how it feels, doesn't it? Okay, welcome back. And I want to say, make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only. You know, I'll tell you what, when I was looking for, we had to have two new garage doors because they're like twin doors, right? And I went to garage doors only. And I'm telling you, I was so happy with that decision. They're so good at what they do. Their techs are amazing. They came, they had it installed, they were clean, they were awesome. They just knew everything about what they were doing. And I felt like I was in really good hands. And I also knew I was getting the very best price. And they're local. So you can call them and you actually get a person. You actually get a person on the other end, not somebody from India or China or the Philippines. You get somebody at their office. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. So they have the widest array of doors. They will actually service several states here. They were voted best of Southern Utah. They're honest. They know what they're doing. And you're in good hands. Don't go anywhere else. Let's support our local businesses. I just love these people. Casey over at the concrete place. Now I'm forgetting the name of it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. I'm definitely going to give you another shout out after the next break because you're awesome. But I'll tell you what, the people around here just do amazing work. And I'm really, really proud of them. And I just love to salute great businesses that are doing wonderful things. So thank you. And let me just tell you, we're in good hands here. We've got some wonderful, wonderful people around here. Let me get to a couple of things. Number one, you need to write to your superintendent down here. It's Larry Bergeson. And his email address is right on the state, on the school web, website here. Washington County School District. You need to tell him to please have a backbone and worry about these children and support these kids because he lives in this community. Stop doing what the state tells you to do. Otherwise, we're not going to need you anymore. That would be my message for Larry and the school board. Why do we need you if all you do is parrot whatever the government tells you to do? Be strong and stand up. And I promise when you do around here, Washington County School Board, when you get a backbone and a spine and you stand up to the nonsense going on and basically prostituting our kids out for more money that I have no idea what you plan to do with, but give me a break. How much money is worth psychologically and physically doing this to our children? The testing, the masks, the whole nine yards. So please get a backbone and stand up. And I promise you other school boards will do it too. Be the leader instead of the follower. Do what's right for a change. Stand up for these kids because I know and I've heard that you don't want it. You don't want to be testing next year. And if that's true, then I commend you for not wanting to do it. But now here's where the rubber meets the road. Let's see some action that's going to shore up that statement. Instead of complaining and trying to get brownie points by saying that you don't want this, but going along with it anyway, that's called selling out. So if you really feel this way, school board down here, if you really feel that way, then let's see some action and let's see you stand up for these kids. We've had about enough of this. And parents are furious. They are not going to put up with this for a whole nother year. I'm sorry. You've already worn out your welcome with this year and you're not standing up for the kids right now. But this is where the rubber meets the road. Get a backbone. We're tired of this. I'm tired of people doing the fake fight. Oh, I don't want it. Please like me. Please like me, people. I have to live amongst you, so like me. Except that I'm going to do every single thing I'm told, even if I know it's wrong. What in the world is that? It's disgusting, is what that is. So, on that note, Lehigh Charter School up in Lehigh. No masks at all. No mandates at all. Nothing. And guess what, you guys? I know it's a big shocker, but they don't have a cold virus up there. This is exactly why we could go to you with proof right now, school board, and say, what are you doing to our children? And I know these people live amongst us, Kelly Blake, all these people on the school board. Please do the right thing for once. Do the right thing by these kids. You already allowed Common Core and tried to sing its praises, and we all know how that turned out. So on this, let's see you stand for freedom for once. Just one time, I want to see you guys stand up and get a backbone. Let's tell this governor where to go. The governor's starting a new show on Wednesdays on this channel, and you get to call up and ask him a myriad of questions, like why is he using pronouns to describe himself? And when the kids called up, now this is something I really want to take to heart for a moment. In that press conference, not press conference, in this live town hall with these students, one of the students from Tuacon was asking him about mental health services and how she was identifying as a LGBT or whatever the case was. And she was asking him about mental health services. Now, the proper answer, if you know the proper role of government, is our schools should not have to do this for you. This is a family item. This is a home item, a parent item. Seeking out therapy for your kids for being LGBT or trans is something that a parent does. He had this perfect opportunity to explain that to the student in a teaching way. Did he do it? No, he didn't. He failed. He sort of spun around and started actually, you know, asking, well, you know, you're right. Oh my gosh, pandering, talking down to her. Oh, you're right. We want to do everything we can. No, that is not the right answer. A communist would say that. A liberal would say that. But not a conservative who values the Republic and the Constitution. They would not say that. They would say, this is an opportunity for me to teach you. The other questions were guns. How are you going to keep our schools safe? Oh my gosh. Wow. Again, pandering to the students, trying to tell them that any problem they could muster up and think of, anything, he, as a governor, was going to solve it. Instead of teaching these kids about the proper role of government. It makes me sick that these kids are not getting taught. They are taught to dream up any reason to spend your tax dollars in a problem controlled by offering the solution of government. This is what our governor is teaching these kids in these town halls. Doesn't that make you sick? Where is the conversation that none of it belongs to the governor? None of it. This is why I have such a problem with Spencer Cox. He parades around as a conservative, and people believe it. And he does not know the Constitution. I don't know if he's ever read it. In fact, I'm pretty sure he hasn't. So I wanted to let you guys know about that. Like I said, IHC, it seems, is indefinitely making people wear masks. Find other doctors. This is the time that you take the advice of Hurricane Intermediate, 50 students suspended for not wearing the mask and refusing to wear it at school. I applaud you. I love you. And I just think your parents must be wonderful people to teach you right. And this is what we have to do with IHC. With IHC, you basically either walk in there without a mask and refuse to put one on, or you say, I'll find another doctor. I know that a lot of these companies like Revere Health and all these different companies are telling people, you know, oh gosh, you know, we're trying to make the community safe. It's such a burden. No, you're getting paid to do it. Stop lying. You're getting paid for every single shot you give to. And as I drove by Revere Health, it was all balloons and come in and oh my gosh, here's a fiesta. Come and get your shot. Why do they have to do that? It's absolutely asinine. So, on that note, fiesta, Cinco de Mayo. See how my brain works? Cinco de Mayo, Liberty Action Coalition on Cinco de Mayo night. I think it's a Tuesday night, possibly. Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to be doing tacos on Cinco de Mayo. And you get to go down and listen about the immigration problem that we're having right now. And when I mean problem, I mean hot mess. I mean train wreck. I mean it's pitiful what's going on. Pitiful. And so we need to support that Liberty Action Coalition. I think that's down in the middle of St. George on Flood Street, right? At that park, the main park in St. George, right there in the middle off of 400. And make sure that you attend that, and it'll be taco night. What a great night to be able to talk about this. Also, they're introducing the third shot now. I don't know about you, but that is one fierce illness. If you have to have three shots this fast, okay, for something your body does 99.8% of the time with not even so much as a Tylenol. Your body can overcome any cold virus 99.8% of the time. We have all the numbers now, right? Why three shots? And why are you going to get a shot for something that you didn't even have? That you don't even, that after a year, pretty sure you're probably not going to get it if it's a thing. It's absolutely ridiculous, right? Please, please, please rethink, rethink this. I've got a great show on Friday. I just wanted to mention before I forget, a great show on Friday with Gary Wayne. It'll be talking about the flood of Noah and what we were doing to basically get wiped out with humankind. You know, what was going on at the time? And it might be similar to what we're doing right now. I also have a guest coming up next Thursday on Shakespeare and maybe some issues and problems with maybe who Shakespeare was. And let's talk about that. I always find it kind of fascinating, too. Let's see here. I have this hot list that is so long. Iron County. Paul Cousins is really fantastic. And I just have to give you a shout out, Paul, for just always being great. I wish we had you down here as a commissioner. We got Manny Moe and Jack, and I'm not trying to be mean, but they don't stand. I don't see a whole lot of standing. I see a whole lot of pandering and Mother May eyes, but I don't see a whole lot of standing up. Paul Cousins, though, up in Iron County, stands up. And so they put together a committee to review executive orders coming to Second Amendment, guns, all of those types of things. And I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that counties will step up and do the right thing. That gives me a lot of hope, as much hope as it does the 50 students at Hurricane Intermediate that were suspended. And for, you know, I don't know why in the world a principal would go along and do that. You have to kind of rethink, you know, wow, I've got this principal that will suspend 50 kids for not wearing a silly mask that does nothing. It's like putting one piece of a chain link fence around your yard. That's about how effective a mask is. Yet we're teaching our kids and psychologically harming them and physically harming them by breathing in all their own stuff, which, by the way, by doing that 8 hours a day is a hormone disruptor. You're putting them on your children's face and they're a hormone disruptor. They can also get cancer from breathing in the ammonia as well. Why in the world are you doing this to your children? And I applaud the kids that will take it off and risk getting suspended. It's the best suspension I've ever seen. Who cares if they suspend you? They don't control your life. And you know what? You parents with kids suspended, I hope that you take a picture and brag about your kid. And I hope that you take them to dinner and celebrate. Because your kid is understanding what freedom is, and that's the most important thing that could go on right now. It's absolutely amazing. Please tell your kids to take off the mask and risk suspension. It's awesome. Do it. Who cares if they're suspended? I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
Oh, yeah. Hi there. Welcome. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I applaud the 50 students at Hurricane Intermediate. Thank you for being patriots, warriors. And hopefully you'll have a lifelong taking a stand attitude. Thank you so much. Didn't wear the mask, and I just find that really amazing. I also wanted to mention Casey at Concrete Coatings. That was the name of it. I could not think of the word. My brain is shot. Just amazing guy. Epoxy, does that epoxy on the garage floor. Looks amazing. Hard worker. And I just love our local businesses. Casey, you're amazing. I also want to tell you about Dixie Chiropractic. People coming here always ask, you know, well, who should I go to for chiropractic care? And that's always Ward Wagner. He even has a show on after mine, and he's the real deal. My husband went to him, absolutely loved the experience, and he helped my husband. I am telling you, they have every kind of technology available, all the newest, and they're very, very good. DixieChiro.com, you can look them up, love their name. And of course, $99 initial special, which is pretty awesome, right? And if you're looking for property management, You know, I should have a page on my website that kind of gives you the people I refer, because I'm telling you, these folks are so good, but Caldwell Property Management is incredible. You'll love working with them. If you need somebody to look after your rental or your investment property, those are the guys to do it. You'll be in such great hands. I know Matt and I know his crew. These people are very good at what they do. Honest, spectacular. Caldwell Banker in Property Management. You just cannot go wrong with these guys. So give your business to them. And these businesses around here, I just absolutely love him. I also wanted to mention Michael Burry. Now, you all know, if you've listened to the show at all, he was the subject of The Big Short, the movie. Christian, what's his bucket? I can't remember. Played the name. Played him, Michael Burry. He's the one that called out. Did the short on the real estate crisis. Made a lot of money. Anyway, we had a conversation one night, it was long. It was emails back and forth, back and forth. I just happened to catch him right after I watched his movie. And he actually types a lot. Like, he'll put a lot in an email. It was pretty amazing. You know, five paragraphs. I mean, it was just so cool. And so we were having this conversation. Well, he just ended his Twitter and basically said, have a piece of property and have some water availability. Make sure that you have water for your family, because water's the new crisis. Water's going to be the new thing. And, whether you watch a YouTube video on, building a well or what have you, there's lots of ways to do it. Just start thinking about, outside the box. But we really do. I say this with only the insistence that, look, he left social media because he actually had the security, from government. What are they called? See, my brain's not working today. Too much info. But he had them show up at his house. And finally, he just took everything off social media because he was warning people about the market. And so, keep that in mind. I think it's smart to kind of keep that in the back of your mind and prepare a little bit for that. I think we all need to do that. I also want to see the school board not be wussbags in standing up for our kids. I really do. I can't say that enough. I've been so disappointed in their actions and their inability to stand that I just, please help the school board to find that inner character, that inner core, because if I were you, I'd probably let them know that if they don't start standing up for the kids and caring about these kids, they're not going to have a job anyway. Because I would move to remove all school boards because there's no point in having them any longer. Okay, so I also, on the docket, I also have, let's see, let me find it. Oh, okay. I also wanted to mention this too. I'll take a caller and then I'll do that. Let me take a call and then I want to go to the headline today about Afghanistan. Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the parents need to be armed when they go up against the principals, and they need, of course, do it in groups. Mm-hmm. But they need, what does actual reality trump the Center D's control CDC, or does the CDC trump actual reality?
Mm-hmm.
We have bureaucrats who are just saying things without studies. There are studies that show that these masks are useless. That one out of Denmark, there was something like 17 other studies.
Yep.
They need to come in with those studies and say, okay, you have a bureaucrat, a doctor saying that this isn't good for us without any studies. I have studies. Which trumps which?
Mm-hmm.
And any thinking person knows science trumps some bureaucrat statement. The other thing is many of the manufacturers, if not all of them, put on their mask boxes that this will not prevent COVID-19. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah. I've said it many times. The fact sheet says it will not treat COVID.
Yeah, we need to be carrying those fact sheets around with us everywhere.
And circle the parts.
The manufacturer knows more about this than you do.
Yeah.
And just one last thing on this virus. It is a miracle virus about eightfold over. It's doing things that no other flu-like virus or coronavirus mm-hmm. ever did. It doesn't disappear in the summer months. It keeps new variants keep coming up without disappearing.
Right.
Children are carriers, but they can't come down with the disease. other people can carry it. and get sick, and they may not. It has long-term effects on some people and others. And it always peaks at just the time when they're doing the vaccines, and it's going to almost certainly peak when it gets to the point they're going to come after those of us who aren't taking it.
I agree.
It's just a marvelously miracle vaccine.
Isn't it, though? I it's amazing to me. Today, I said, thank you for the call. I saw a picture where the two pews in church were lined up. Okay, so you're in the middle of the two pews in that walkway, right? And then it had the two rows under it with everybody sitting on an airplane. And the caption was, do you still think this is about your health? If you can gather on an airplane that kind of looks like two pews as you walk up and down the middle of it, and you have two pews there, it really was a strong visual, a really strong visual that I really appreciated, actually. Because when you see it, it's just so different, isn't it? We need more of that. So right now, the headline, I just wanted to say this real quick. The headline, time to end America's longest war. Biden announces U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. And there was an article that was basically saying, you know, well, hold on a minute. I will take another phone call and then I'll come right back to this. I promise. Go right ahead, caller.
Sorry, that was such a good thought.
I know.
Finished.
That's okay.
I was saying Kane County just came out with a press release yesterday afternoon saying that they are going to let parents write their own exemptions.
So awesome. Yay, Kane County. I love you guys. Go ahead.
Actually, there's a COVID release for, it's called COVID-19 school manual. And in that manual, it says the school may require an individual to provide a medical directive from a doctor, but it doesn't say they shall or must. So they're saying, well, if we can, but we don't have to, then we're going to allow parents in to write their exemptions if they feel the need for their child to not wear a mask. And this is huge Kane County. I wrote our county school representative, and I said, do you think you could follow the example of Kane County and let parents choose for themselves what is best for their children? I urge every listener, please email your county representatives. You can just go to Washington County School District contact information that has all their emails. You could copy and paste and let them know that you would like to make that choice for your child. I'm not saying that nobody should wear a mask. I'm saying parents should choose for their children what is best for their children.
Yep.
So that's what I've liked. And I tried it. I'm going to give you a warning.
Okay.
None of them responded to me, but they forwarded the email to their communications guy, and he responded to me. And I wrote back and I said, why are you even talking to me? You are not an elected representative.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody elected him. Don't take his response as answer.
Yes.
And if they give you the BS response of, oh, all our teachers are going to walk out if we don't require a mask, I call BS.
Yes. Exactly right.
How many teachers wrote in and said, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I quit my job over a mask.
Yes.
You make me wear a mask, I quit. So I call BS.
Yep.
You know?
I do too, because weak excuse that is. Give me a break.
I'd like to know if they voted. And I'm actually going to ask him. This is my response as soon as they get back home. Did you vote on this? Or did some unelected guy, your what do they call him? Directive of Communications. Did he make this decision? I want to know when the election was held and who voted for what. Because when their election comes due, I'd like to know who said what.
Yep. I agree with you. Thank you. I mean, what a nightmare this is. And blaming it on the teachers walking out. So that's supposed to strike some chord of fear. Like we're supposed to be really afraid of that. I know so many teachers around here that do not want the mask on. So that is a bunch of baloney, like you said. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge excuse. Call them on it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you, Deborah. Yeah. Citizens for Constitutional Government. Thank you. She's awesome. They have awesome speakers, by the way. Join their page on Facebook, Citizens for Constitutional Government. Also, join frankspeech.com. You can go ahead and put your number. They'll actually text you a VIP entrance to that. It starts Monday. They're expecting 20 million followers the first week. My show will be one of the few shows that's actually broadcast and subscribe to when you join frankspeech.com. This is Mike Lindell, my pillow guy, doing this. And also, he has some of the best in the industry behind this with the platform. It's going to be really good. No censoring. And you know what I love about Mike Lindell? He said there's just one rule, and that is there's the four basic cuss words. Three of them you probably know, but he said you also cannot take the name of God in vain. I love that about him. Thank you. I love that about him. He's a really nice person. He's a really good guy. So he's starting this on Monday, and it's going to be huge. And I invite everybody to join me over there. Frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Now, let me get back to this story really, really fast for you. So this was about Afghanistan. Now, I just have to say this because a lot of people listening to this show, you know, are kind of like new and maybe you haven't listened before. I don't know. But there was an article written that said we were doing nothing over there. After all these decades, these two decades over there, we've done nothing. And a few months before the U.S. invaded, the Taliban of Afghanistan had made all these headlines for having dramatically ended the country's massive opium trade. Okay, so they were actually dismantling it, taking it down. Russia was actually with that as well. But anyway, so they were estimated to contribute 75% of the world's heroin over in Afghanistan. But following our invasion over there and for two decades, opium, so as they were taking that down and had put an outright ban on poppy production, we go and invade, and then all of a sudden it surges dramatically, rising from 185 tons to 2,000 to 3,400 tons in 2002. You can almost imagine what it is now. 17 years later, the country's annual opium production has continued to rise. This is what they are cultivating over in Afghanistan. Now it's for 90% of the world's heroin. There was a ban on it before 2002, but now it's up to 90%. The U.S. government claims to have devoted over $8.4 billion to the counter-narcotic program in Afghanistan, but the poppy fields are delivering at 90%. See? Doesn't make sense, does it? Of course it doesn't. And so you kind of have to realize that what we're doing over there really has more to do. And I don't know. I don't think the troops realize, or the troops are behind this in any way, because they wouldn't be. There's too many good people in the military, serving in the military, that would never be behind that. But this is what's happened. This is what's happened. And some of these people on the CIA payroll that are over this, that was even exposed by the New York Times. You have to realize that as we're fighting a drug war, we're incentivizing a drug war at the same time. So there's that. And then Hong Kong, I just wanted to mention this too, because I'm running short on time. Hong Kong elections, the National Security Police are drafting protocols for screening candidates, the CCP. You know, I bring up Hong Kong because we're starting to look a lot like them. Orange County is doing the vaccine ID. They're going to try it out. Orange County, California, the county that I grew up in. They're going to try out the vaccine passport. Many places right now, including New York, baseball, all kinds of different things, are all kinds of different entities right now are saying if you're not vaccinated, you can't come. Wow. All right, you guys. It just makes me ill. Doesn't it, you? All right, you guys. I know that was a lot of stuff in 1 hour. We'll move on to Melissa. We've got some great stuff to talk about, some great discoveries, and then also Susan today. You're not going to want to miss that either. Red Bull Show, can I say? Be right back, katedalyradio.com. Frankspeech.com, by the way.